Well, as we know by now, level 5 means non-essential shops on the country's high streets are closed from today. Traders, for them, that means migrating to online in their fight for survival. That migration is happening in massive numbers. Cian McCormack has been finding out more. Cian.
I remember the 12th of March and the schools closed, and then it was the following Sunday. Every business announced they were closing one after the other.
When the pandemic hit, Norma Kelly realised her coffee shop was facing challenging times.
And at the time, we thought it was just until the 29th of March. How naive we were at the time. but yeah, we closed the doors after the schools closed.
Now she does takeaway at her Praline pastry and chocolate shop in Mitchelstown in County Cork. But on top of this, her pastries and cakes have moved online and she has added handmade chocolate.
Our business model has changed. We had a sit-down cafe. We still serve coffee and do takeaway cakes. We have a takeaway cake counter, but we partitioned off some of the floor space and we use that additional space now to make handmade chocolate. The local enterprise office said they were giving the trading online voucher grant and we set up online. We can also now produce chocolates and have them delivered around the country, which gives us a wider audience. And then hopefully when the country opens back up again and we find a vaccine for this COVID, that people will be around, you know, will be known wider than the local area as well.
As you've just heard Norma Kelly explain, the grant that helped her set up her website praline.ie is called the Trading Online Voucher Scheme. Kevin Curran, the head of enterprise with the local enterprise office covering North and West Cork, explains the scheme.
The online trading scheme, Cian, is effectively a grant scheme and it's to encourage our smaller micro businesses to get online. I suppose the key inspiration behind that is being able to compete in the world at the moment, firstly, but secondly, I suppose, to have a digital door to the world and a digital front door to the world, I suppose, as a reaction to the current pandemic. And while many of our traders, unfortunately, will have had to shut their doors last night, if they can keep a digital or virtual door open at the moment, they can hopefully continue to trade during this current period. What the scheme actually involves then is grant assistance worth up to potentially €2,500 towards the cost of developing or improving an e-commerce enabled website so that people can continue to trade.
Since the start of the year, almost 9,500 businesses have availed of the Trading Online Voucher Scheme. That's 8,200 more than last year. Again, Kevin Curran.
It's the equivalent of several years' worth. Some Leos are reporting that they've done 10 years' worth of what they'd normally do to date. That's pretty mad. But at the same time, you have to understand where this is coming from. Our businesses' doors have been forced to close, and this represents one of the few ways that they can continue to trade.
In Mallow, Barbara O'Sullivan says the scheme has saved her shoe shop.
We're shoes, footwear and accessories, and that's spelled S-H-O-O-Z, which is so important.
It assisted her setting up her website shoes.ie for the level 5 restrictions.
Building up that online presence has allowed us the ability to grow, and that may not seem like something that would happen when we're in the middle of a recession, but that's how we feel now.
And as she faces the next 6 weeks, she's putting her best foot forward.
Cian, the only way to do this is just, as you said, in shoes terminology, is put our best foot forward, and we're going to do this together, we're going to beat this together, and we are going to come out the other side stronger and better.
And that's Barbara Sullivan of Shoes, shoozz.ie, ending that report by Cian McCormack. More information on the Trading Online Voucher Scheme and other supports is available from localenterprise.ie.